Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark Team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Hopefully you guys are having an absolutely amazing week. Weekend went by great. Hopefully you guys did some fun things and you guys are ready to get the week started off right. Today, I'm going to try to keep it kind of quick for you guys, but I wanted to bring something up. This is something I've been seeing a lot of. I think this will be really helpful for a lot of you guys, especially if you're newer in some business. I mean, a lot of what I'm going to talk about today is naturally going to relate to real estate just because that is what I do. But really, this applies to anybody that would be considered an entrepreneur that is getting into any line of business, or maybe you're on a salary type position and role. And that is, when should you start scaling some of your marketing and advertising budgets? So this is something that's super common, right? This is a question that I think all of you guys have probably asked yourself at one time. This is something that I get asked a lot of. You know, I'll have newer agents that come in and they're super fired up. They're ready to get going. They want to do all of the things. They want to pull all the levers immediately. And, you know, one of the things I recommend is don't jump right into spending money right away when there are plenty of free resources that you can utilize and levers that you guys can pull within your business to help you run lean before you decide to scale. And so today, let's go into that a little bit more in depth. But again, hopefully this is tailored to some of you guys that are just starting out in any line of business, possibly real estate, lending, whatever that looks like. Because again, the name of the game in that is to stay lean, right? Obviously, you haven't generated really a whole lot of income coming in most likely just yet. So we got to watch what's going out, and we got to pull all the levers that we possibly can that are free or just take a little bit of effort, maybe very low cost, before you really start to consider spending money. One great example of this is that I get newer agents that come in and talk to me and immediately want to start pouring a lot of money into like pay-per-click and advertising and things like that. We want to go and, you know, flyer a neighborhood massively, spend a couple grand on that. And, you know, while those things do work, we utilize all of those resources today. I'm a firm believer in actually not doing anything out of pocket spend wise other than just some advertising. Like, you need your business cards, your logos, your branding, things like that you can spend money on. But as far as like paid traffic or anything like that, there's so many free things that you guys can do when you're first starting out that you don't need to necessarily jump right into that. A lot of people think that it's like the shortcut or it's a quick fix to immediately get out there and start spending money on their business. And, you know, there's a couple of things that are wrong with that. Number one, if you don't teach yourself how to pull some of the free levers and you rely very heavily on only spending money to generate traffic for yourself, you're going to have a hard time when maybe your business falls on a little bit hard times. Maybe you cut back on cost and advertising because you're not going to know how to utilize these other levers within your business that could be free. So it's important to really understand the foundation and building it right for your business and utilizing all the resources that you have at your disposal right now that aren't really costing you a whole lot of money, but allow you to take action and invest a little bit of time into it to generate an ROI within your guys' business or service, whatever it is that you guys are providing. Again, in an effort to keep you lean. That's the whole point when you're starting a business out. You don't have a ton of money in most cases to go just throw and stick at the wall and see what goes, right? So, you know, what this tends to look like is, you know, if you guys are a, you know, like I said, we'll just use real estate for an example. You guys are getting into real estate, you know, obviously spend a little bit of money in your branding. You want to have a nice brand behind you. You want to have a logo. I would highly recommend you guys go get a registered domain name. If your company doesn't offer one, the brokerage that you guys are hanging under, nothing looks a little more unprofessional than just a Gmail account. And those of you guys that are still rolling around with a Gmail account, I don't care what you say, it doesn't look as professional as it should. You don't look like a legitimate business when you're just utilizing a Gmail email address, right? You guys need to have an actual domain name associated with your business. It looks a little more professional. Spend some money on that. Get a nice email forwarding system set up. And that's what I would highly recommend, right? That's worth spending some money. It's worth spending some money having a little bit of a logo done, maybe some branding done. It's worth spending a little bit of money possibly having a website done or getting some decals and some advertisements, some business cards, and all the things that visually you guys would need for your business. Spend a little money on that. But what happens is a lot of people get into this, and then on top of wanting to spend money, they immediately try to go into the pay-per-click, or they immediately try to go into flying neighborhoods. And here's the thing, guys. I didn't spend any money on any pay-per-click traffic until I was about 2.5, almost 3 years into the business, once I kind of maximized utilizing free traffic. And we'll talk a little bit about that here in a second, before I actually started spending money. And even today, I won't just technically spend money on things unless I fully understand. Because here's the thing, guys. There are plenty of companies, businesses out there that would love to take your guys' money. Facebook ads, for example, it's a pretty complex machine. It's not super hard, but there's a lot that goes into it. And truth be told, they make it really easy to spend money on them. Click this button, boost this point, you know, put your card in there and just boost and boost and send money. And those of you guys have probably seen it. I laugh all the time. I'm based here in Arizona. I'm a real estate professional, and I get ads all the time from agents that are trying to sell a house, you know, or services, basically saying, hey, use me. I'm a real estate professional. And they're like out in Maryland. And I know immediately what's happening is those guys are not properly filtering who their ads are going to. And guess what? They're just pissing money away. I, as an Arizona resident, slash agent, should not be seeing that realtor's ad if they're based in like a completely different state, right? That means that they're not refining their targeting and they're just wasting money. That's probably been you at some point. If you guys don't go in and you guys don't fully understand how to do that, Facebook's not going to raise their hand and say, hey, you're doing this all wrong. They love to take money. Same thing with Google pay-per-click, right? If you guys aren't targeting the right keywords, things like that, they're going to love to take your money. Same thing with spending money on billboards and advertising. If you don't have the right message out there that's going to cater to your audience and you don't understand who it is that's driving up and down that street in that area, who your demographic is, they're going to take your money. None of these advertising platforms are going to say, you're not a good customer for us. We're not going to take your money, guys. They will all take your money. So you need to be extremely well-versed in what it is that you guys are spending money on and understand that platform, or at least go hire a professional that does know what it is that they're doing before you start spending money on this kind of stuff. Like I said, again, especially when you're new, you don't have a whole lot of business just yet. You're just scraping by. You're trying to get your name out there. There are so many things that you guys can do for free. You know, first things first, word of mouth, referrals. I mean, I guarantee you right now, if everybody were to whip open their cell phone, and this is something that I did when you first got into the business, just send out a text message to darn near everybody you know in your contact list right now. Hey, you know, I'm just getting started in real estate. I would love the opportunity to at least have a conversation with you. Same thing could be, you know, I just got into lending, just got into the insurance business, just got into the auto sales, but it doesn't matter. That applies to really anything. We all know people. And if you open up your phone's address book, guys, it costs you friggin' nothing. Go through there and send a text message and engage some conversations. This is actually something that I still do today. I actually have a calendar reminder in my phone, and I'll put a reminder pretty much, you know, once every couple weeks to go through and says, hey, you know, shoot out some text messages, just checking in. And number one, it's a great way just to keep an eye, or not keep an eye, but keep in touch with people that I want to keep in touch with, right? It's always twofold. Number one, I do like to hear from these people. I like to check in. I like to say hi. They're important relationships to me that I love to nurture and culture. But secondly, it's a great way to keep your business in front of them, top of mind too, right? Cost you guys no money at all. Not enough people do that right away for whatever reason. And that's one of the first things you guys should be doing is, you know, raising your hand, letting people know what it is that you guys are doing these days. Another great way to advertise would be to go through, you know, your guys' local community Facebook groups. Almost every neighborhood, every town, every you know, city, everybody has Facebook groups associated these days. Now, here's a really cool thing about Facebook groups that I think are completely underrated and not enough people focus on today. The thing with Facebook groups is it's like you got your demographics put right in buckets for you. And it's absolutely amazing, right? If you guys think in terms of like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, things like that, the only way you're going to reach a potential customer for the most part is going and physically finding them and engaging with them or utilizing a certain hashtag that's associated with that. Where if you guys are utilizing Facebook, for example, and you are trying to target, let's just say you live out in Avondale, you can go out and find Avondale Facebook groups, and probably 9 out of the 10 members in that group, or 8 out of 10, are Avondale residents, right? What better place to put an ad or something like that out, or, you know, market your potential services for, other than a group of people that are literally in a Facebook group in the city you want to go into? Let's take that down one more notch and let's bump it into a neighborhood, right? How many of you guys live in a certain neighborhood that has Facebook groups in there? Guys, if you're trying to, let's say, farm a neighborhood, you're trying to take over a neighborhood, why not get in these community Facebook groups and let people know? Now, here's the tricky thing with advertising too that not a lot of people understand. A lot of people like to do the same generic shit that everybody else is doing. You guys have probably seen it. With me being in real estate, it's probably the worst. Every agent does the same thing. Check out this beautiful home. It's for sale. Great. check out this beautiful home. Oh, by the way, I buy some houses. It's so vanilla. It's so plain Jane that it's almost a joke at this point. Where I'm such a huge proponent of, if you guys are going to get on social media, use it. Educate people. Show people behind the scenes. Show them what it is, what you're doing. Talk about your success stories, right? Share, hey guys, this is what I'm doing today. This is what went really well. This is how I really helped this person out right here. And share the struggles too, right? Life's not perfect. Guess what? People also like to see the real side of you as well too. Now, take that into moderation. You know, if you're out partying on a Friday night and, you know, out there getting crazy, don't be posting that on social media for, you know, but show them the behind the scenes stuff, guys. You guys that have been following me for a while on social media, I share a lot of the ugly stuff too. You know, I share where deals go south. I share where, you know, if we're doing home inspections and things go wrong. I mean, it's important to show that you know what the heck you're doing. You guys are out there in the trenches, because nobody's going to believe you if on your guys' social media, you make life look absolutely perfect. You only share the good things. You never share any of the struggles. You never share any of the bad days or any of the bad deals. Guess what, guys? That doesn't make you relatable, because people need to understand that you are going to understand them, right? Nothing makes you a little bit more relatable than you actually humanizing yourself. If all you're sharing is all your wins, all your great stuff, things that you never struggle with, guys, your audience isn't going to connect with you. Again, for those of you guys that follow me, I share it, right? I share things that, you know, a lot of the stuff that I post is either things that I'm joking around because I have a good time. I share a lot of successes. I share some of the houses I've been selling just so you guys can see I'm actually out here doing deals. I don't just say it. You guys can actually physically see the deals that I'm out here doing. And I love to share some of the bad stuff too. Unfortunately, hey, this deal fell apart. Hey, we ran into this at the inspection period. Here's how we overcame that. I'm all about educating your audience. And this takes me back to, again, not enough agents, not enough insurance companies. You know, not enough of you guys are trying to educate your audience, which I think is a massively underplayed move if you guys are on social media. Again, if you guys follow what I do, I always share the numbers, right? I share the stats. I share the data, good or bad. It doesn't matter. My goal is that if you're following me, I'm educating you. I'm teaching you guys what it is that I'm seeing. There's no secret magic. You know, there's no curtain. There's no pulling the wool over your guys' eyes and we move some magic lever and just make deals happen, right? I do it by being authentic and sharing with you guys what is that's going out in the market, what's happening out there, why is it happening, cause and effect. Again, I try to educate the consumer and basically bring them along the process with me. When they hire me, I want them to really understand what it is that I'm doing on my end. It doesn't look like some magic thing going on again that they have no idea. The goal is here, let me show you what I'm looking at. Let me show you how I'm drawing my conclusions. Let me explain to you, here's the three options we have to overcome this potential scenario and what each option has, pros and cons, right? And so we're building a plan together. Hardly anybody does this on social media these days. All they do is they share the good times. They share all the great stuff. They hardly get on there and they don't humanize themselves enough, in my opinion. If you guys get on social media, and here's the thing too, I get a lot of comments from people that say, you know, I don't have a big following. Guess what? I didn't either. None of us did that have this started off. We don't have some massive following. To put things into perspective with you guys, I have been on social media now, as far as like my real estate pages and business goes, oh gosh, 8 years now, right? I probably would say I started posting pretty heavily by year two, maybe three into that business. And I pretty much post every single day, you know, sometimes 2-3 times a day, right? So you figure 365 days in a year times 7 years, guys. That just goes to show you how many social media posts, videos, whatever you want to call it, I have actually put out there, guys. It's just, it's a long game. It takes time. You have to give yourself some time and you have to set these realistic expectations. I never make posts on social media saying, hey, I'm going to post this and I'm going to sit back and wait for a DM to come through for business, right? It doesn't happen that way. And that's never my thought process. Now, does it happen? Absolutely. A lot of people do reach out to me through social media, through the efforts that I put into my marketing. But again, it's because I take the time to educate people. A lot of my clients and customers that find me say, hey, we love what you do. And it, you know, you show us a lot of it, basically behind the scenes of what it is you're doing. And that builds a lot of trust with people. They feel like they get to know me. At least they get to understand my train of thought. And guess what, guys, here's the really great thing about humanizing yourself is you're going to attract clients that want to actually work with you versus clients that absolutely hate your personality, right? If all you're doing is you're sharing, you know, you're not doing video, you're not showing your voice, you're not showing walkthroughs, you're not, all you're doing is showing these pretty edited photos on your social media, and that's pretty much about it. And then your customer comes to meet you and they're like, oh, you're nothing like what we thought. Guess what? You guys are probably gonna have a hard relationship. But if you put yourself out there and you show the world who you are, you show them, you know, your expertise, you show them your knowledge base, you show them what you specialize in, you show them the way you think about things, they show them the way that you market, you're on video all the time, kind of trying to connect with your audience and get them to know who the heck it is that you are. you're going to attract that customer that knows, well, at least feels like they know who you guys are and that they want to work with you. And you're going to have a way better relationship because you're actually attracting what it is that you guys want, right? You guys are attracting the right customers. You guys just aren't pulling straws out of a bucket and you have no idea what you guys are going to get. So, you know, guys, these are all things, like I said, again, that you guys can do for free that don't cost you hardly any money at all. And then if you guys want, you know, go out and do door knocking. Now, with that being said, guys, a lot of the stuff that I've never done and I know works, right? Door knocking is one of those. I personally am not a door knocker. I've never gone to any neighborhood and walked down the street and knocked on doors, but I do know agents that have and do, and they make an absolute killing at it. I know another agent here at our brokerage that all they do is cold call leads. They basically are like, hey, you know what? I want to generate some listings. They will go, they'll find the owner, you know, a piece of parcel of property. They'll track the owner down through public records. They will call that person and they will generate listings that way. Again, not something that I've personally ever done to grow my business, but it works and they're absolutely successful at it. And it doesn't really cost them any money at all to do this, right? There's so many things you guys can do for free to get one or two deals a month pretty consistently, at least in the real estate space, and translate that how you want, whether that be mortgages or any other business you guys do, just by being consistent in some of these things, like I talked about, right? Posting on social media, posting on Facebook, utilizing Facebook groups, utilizing your phone book, going through every single day and sending out 1 to 2 messages a day to somebody that knows you in your contact list, right? Making a video on your Instagram. Those are all things that you guys can do for absolute free. You guys can show up to network. Networking events. You guys can go, you know, meet with other people in your guys' industry and, you know, build a referral network. That doesn't really take any money other than the gas it costs to maybe drive there. So again, guys, I am not a fan of spending money on your guys' business at that level until you master the foundations of actually learning how to generate business for free. There will then get a point in your business where you've kind of maxed that out, right? You got a good flow going. You guys are making the text messages to your contacts. You guys are doing the social media posts every single day. You guys are networking with people. You guys are shooting DMs to other people in your guys' industry, you know, introducing yourself, building these connections. And eventually you're going to start getting a pretty consistent line of business. I know that I did in year 2 or 3, my entire business was 100% referral based. I did not spend money or pay for money on any of that stuff. I think the very first thing I did that I did make a mistake was I made door hangers. I'll share this story with you guys. My old broker, super old school guy, very, very, very knowledgeable, but really had no idea of the utilizing technology piece because that just wasn't him. And his day is door knocking and door hangers and flyers, right? Had 10,000 flyers made up, door hangers, and I started to hang them out in my neighborhood. And I'm like, there is no way I'm going to get 10,000 flyers out. It was supposed to go between basically like 3 neighborhoods. I'm like, there's no freaking way I'm going to be able to do this. So I spent all this money on like 10,000 flyers, and eventually ended up having to hire a company to go hand them out because there's just like literally no way I was going to be able to hand out 10,000 at that time with kind of my workload and kids. And, you know, I'd go walk a neighborhood and I'd drop a hanger and maybe talk to somebody. I was like, man, I got to figure out how to get these things out faster. So I went and hired a company to do it. And I'll tell you what, man, calls started coming in, but it was a lot of really pissed off people. The person that I hired, apparently, and I still remember this lady called me and yelled at me. She called me on like an iPhone and she shows me, she calls me and then flips it to FaceTime. I answer it and she turns the screen around. And the guy that was handing the flyers out was literally sitting on like a boulder in her front yard smoking a cigarette, right? The downside was that was a bad representation of me, even though that wasn't my company. That was somebody that I had hired that had my picture, my business, my advertising to go hang that on the friggin' door. And I was pretty much mortified after that. I was like, gosh, that's not the message that I want to put out there, right? This guy, literally the person that I hired to hang out flyers, made me look bad, or, you know, one of their company's employees. So I told myself, back to a drawing board, I don't want to do that again. You know, not to say it doesn't work again, guys. There is definitely a benefit of flyering your neighborhoods. Matter of fact, my wife and I do it now at a little bit more of a niche level, you know, through direct mail. But again, guys, it was just one more example where I was like, man, I'm not doing that again. What can I do? So one thing I was really good at was the social media side of things. I understood, you know, how to reach an audience, how to find people, how to utilize Facebook groups. I went really heavy on that for a couple of years. And today, that's how I built my business for the most part. Hasn't been really any paid traffic or anything like that. We do paid leads. We do Google paid per click and Facebook ad leads, a couple, you know, mailers, a couple retargeting, a couple other sources that we utilize to get paid traffic for some of our agents in our brokerage. We actually offer that to the agents that come in so that they have leads to give them a little bit of a jump start. But for you as a solo agent, if you're not on the team and you're not with somebody that's providing you leads, again, guys, before you go and start spending money on stuff in your guys' business, learn how to pull all of the free levers at first. Run your guys' business lean. Don't spend a ton of money right out the gate, because it's just not needed. And again, the downside to this is if you guys don't learn how to master the basics, the basic free things that are guaranteed to generate you an ROI, why would you just go learn to spend money? Because again, let's say you ever run out of money, your business runs out of a hard time. You're not going to have anything to default back to because you never built that foundation properly of learning how to generate business for free, right? So if you ever have to go lean in your business or hard times come upon and you guys got to scale back, especially right now, there's a lot of companies that are going out of business because they're too top heavy and they don't realize how to go back and utilize what resources are at their disposal right now because they never did that to start off to begin with. So they don't know what it's like to go back and say, okay, how can I pull these levers and get some free business while trimming some of the fat and cutting back on some of my advertising budget if I need to. So hopefully this is helpful for you guys. Like I said, this is a super common thing that comes across my table when I meet with newer agents. You know, they're gung-ho, they're ready to rock and roll, or new business owners and immediately want to go pump out just hundreds of thousands of dollars in their business right away. And I tell them, put the brakes on, guys. Slow down and learn the basics. Learn the fundamentals. Utilize what resources you have at your fingertips right now that are pretty much free or very low cost. Master those. Find a couple that you're great at. And then as you master those and as you start generating an income and money starts rolling in and you're able to bankroll a little bit for your business, then take those funds and invest in additional advertising that, you know, then you can basically graduate yourself to like a paid traffic is what it is. So hopefully this is helpful for you guys. Just a little tip. Like I said, wanted to help out some of you guys that are getting started in the business and try to stay lean so that you guys can survive. I think that's the number one issue. A lot of businesses fail. They get a little too top heavy without having the ability to, you know, leverage and run lean when needed. So as always, guys, hopefully you guys have an absolutely amazing week ahead. It's the first going into on a Monday right now. Hopefully you guys have it all planned out. Get out there, guys. As always, crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help obviously impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.